We're so glad that you're here tonight. So wonderful to have the McCains with us, and they're going to minister. Let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord in such a powerful way. Hallelujah. Let's raise our voices. Let's raise our hands, and let's enter into a time of worship. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Jesus. God, we worship you.
Come on, somebody, just lift up your voice and begin to magnify your God tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. So you got the freedom to move out your seat, to clap your hands, to give God praise tonight. We lift him up because he's worthy. Come on. I wonder if there's any worshipers tonight that's came to lift up the name of Jesus. Come on. Go ahead and lift up the name right now. Come on. All across the building, somebody give him the fruits of your lips tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Can I get some worshipers to move out your seat and come down to the front? Let's bless the name of Jesus together. Come on, clap your hands, clap your hands. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise his name.
I will praise his name.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
I forever proclaim.
I forever
for
proclaim.
He is
good.
He is
good.
Exalt. Come on, lift those hands and say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. For who is like a Lord and King? Yeah. His glory and his name,
it is exalted above the heavens.
Everybody say, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will praise his name. Say, for the rest of my life, I forever proclaim that he is
good.
He is
good.
Let's say, oh, magnify. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us. Let's lift those hands and worship him tonight and say, oh, magnify. For who is like a holy king?
Oh, yeah.
Say his glory and his name,
it's exalted.
Yeah,
above the heavens.
For the rest of my life,
for the rest of my life,
I forever. mercy endured forever. Somebody give them a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's testify. We know he's good tonight. Clap those hands tonight and let's give him praise. Song says,
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Come on, can you help me sing it? Say,
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Sing, Lord, you are good, yeah.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Lord, you are good, yeah.
Lord, you are good hey. And your mercy endureth forever.
Forever. say people from every nation,
people from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation,
we worship. Voices and say we worship. Let the Lord know he's good tonight. We bless your name, Jesus. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we bless your name. Come on, why don't you lift your hands and begin to worship him. Come on, in your own voice, in your own words, just tell him, Lord, you're good. And it's all about you tonight. Come on, lift up your voice and begin to tell him, Lord, you're good. And it's all about you tonight. It's all about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, the presence of the Lord is here. Somebody just entertain the Spirit of God in this room right now. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus be the center of it all. Jesus be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, 'cause nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Come on, that's right. If you know it, why don't you lift it up tonight? Oh, 'cause Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus. You at the center of it all. Center of it all. You just say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Just say,
Jesus, be the center of my life.
Come on, why don't you make it personal tonight and say, Jesus, be the center.
Jesus, be the center of my life.
Come on, let's declare, from beginning to the end.
From beginning to the end.
It will always be.
It will always be.
It's always been you. Those hands and say,
nothing else matters.
Nothing,
nothing in this world.
Nothing can satisfy me, Jesus, but you and only you.
Jesus, you're the center.
Everything,
everything
revolves,
it revolves around you, Jesus.
Come on, let's sing it together.
Nothing else,
nothing else
matters.
Nothing in this world.
This declaration tonight,
from my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Say, from my
heart to the heavens,
tell them, say, Jesus be.
It's
all about you.
All about
come on, lift those hands and tell them.
Yes, it's all
without the music, lift your voice and say, from my heart.
From my heart to the heavens.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus be the center.
It's
all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
From my heart, say,
from my heart to the
heavens. It's all about you.
All about
tell them, say, it's
yes,
all about
it's
you,
all
Jesus.
About
from my heart, say,
from my heart to the heavens.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, be the center.
It's all about you. Say, yes, it's
all about you. Yes, it's all about
you. One more time, say, yes,
it's all about you.
Oh, God, yes,
it's all about you.
So Jesus be the center of your church, your glorious church. Jesus be the center of your church. Hallelujah. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. How many know that there's power in that name? Lift those hands. Jesus. Can we call his name tonight, saints? Come on, there's healing in that name tonight. Just lift your hands
Jesus,
and call him. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice.
Jesus,
come on, there's salvation in the name of Jesus. Come on.
Jesus,
there's restoration in the name of Jesus. Lift it up.
Jesus,
come on. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Come on.
Jesus,
let it rise tonight. Say, Jesus. Every knee must bow. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Without the music, come on, say fears, hey.
Jesus.
Something is breaking tonight, say. Hey. One more time, lift your hands and call the name.
Jesus.
Jesus. Say, from my heart,
from my heart to the heavens.
All about you.
All about you.
One voice without the music lifted up.
From my heart, yeah. To the heavens.
Come on.
Jesus be the center.
That's beautiful. All about you. Tell the Lord, yes, it's. One more time from your heart, tell him, say, from my. Yeah. Jesus. It's all about you. All about you. All about you. Somebody worship the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Huh. Jesus. Such a beautiful name. Jesus. Can we call the name of
Jesus?
Can we lift up the name of Jesus?
Jesus.
Can we call on the name of Jesus?
Jesus.
Come on, whatever you need is in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I dare you to just open up your mouth and call on his name tonight.
Jesus.
Guaranteed something happens when we call.
Jesus.
Jesus. Lift those hands and worship him. Lift those hands and just honor him tonight. The presence of the Lord is in this room right now. There's healing in the presence of the Lord tonight. There's deliverance in the presence of the Lord tonight. Whatever you came in with tonight, don't leave here with that mess on your back, but leave it at the feet of Jesus, and he will heal you right here in his presence. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. And nothing in this world can satisfy. 'Cause Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. 'Cause your presence is heaven to me. Treasure of my heart and soul.
Treasure of my heart and of my soul.
Say, in my weakness, you are merciful.
In my weakness, you are merciful.
Redeemer of my past and present wrong.
Redeemer of my past and present wrong.
Holder of my future days to come. Why don't you lift those hands to heaven and say,
your presence
is heaven.
Is heaven
to me.
Come
on, if you can attest to that fact tonight, why don't you just begin to worship him in his presence and say,
your presence
is heaven. Somebody testify and say,
Your presence
is heaven to me. There's nothing like your presence. Come on, lift those hands in the air and say,
Your presence
is heaven. to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So let's lift up his name. So we're singing, oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
So your presence is heaven.
Your presence is heaven.
So we're singing, so we're singing,
oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus.
Your presence is heaven.
Your presence.
One more time. So we're singing,
oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus.
Your presence is heaven. So better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands. That's right. Can we lift this up together and say, better is one day. Better is one day. I'd rather be where you are. Than thousands elsewhere. Come on, just the voices. Let's lift it up and say,
better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your
than thousands elsewhere.
Come
on, let's lift it up one more time.
Better is one day.
Worship the Lord. Come on, don't be afraid to lift up your voice and cry. Oh. When I have no words left to say, I say, oh. Come on, he understands your own tonight. Without the music, can we lift it up as one big choir? Say, oh. Time single. Whoa. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Whoa. Can we just raise this chorus to the Lord and say, to worship you I live. To worship you
I live.
To worship you
I live. I live.
To worship you. Come on, we were created to worship him in spirit and in truth tonight. Come on, say, to worship you I live.
To worship you I live.
To worship you.
To worship you I live. I live. To worship you.
And when I'm at a loss for words, I'll open up my mouth and say, oh. Let's cry out to the Lord tonight and sing, oh, 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 more time, just your voice, and we're moving. Let's lift it up and sing. Oh. And cry out.
Whoa.
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 Somebody clap your hands and bless the Lord tonight.
We are in a special place tonight. And maybe a few of us were not aware, but heaven has circled this moment for your life tonight. And in this place, in just a matter of 15 minutes or so, there will be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And we will experience Pentecost in this room on Penn State campus. If you would allow me just to give a few instructions of understanding, so that we can move into this experience of Pentecost. I'd like to turn your attention, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. For years of man's history, the Spirit of God moved upon people. But His plan, even from the beginning of the world, was that His Spirit would live within the hearts of man. And this culminated here in the book that we will read, the text that we will have as the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, that is the Pentecostal experience, that is the Spirit of God living in mankind. So we read this first outpouring that began to happen, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Here it is. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is the Pentecostal experience. And for the first time in mankind's history, the outpouring of the Spirit came in the book of Acts, and we see it recorded here. But God has not just poured it out one time. He is pouring it out even today. So why don't one more time we lift our voice and just thank God for what He's doing and what He's going to do in just a few moments in the place. Our faith is high, God. We believe and know that Your outpouring is here. We receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to someone and touch them and say, hey, there's an outpouring of the Holy Ghost that's about to happen. Touch somebody else and say, we're going to experience Pentecost. Touch one more person and tell them we're going to experience Pentecost. Amen. You may be seated, given high honor. We've got so many dignitaries in the place, but I want to give high honor to all our dignitaries and leaders. Throughout history, from the time that we have read here in Acts chapter 2, you can find the outpouring of the Holy Ghost happening to mankind. But we are in a tremendous opportunity of revival. For the Scripture declares to us in the last days, He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And in these last days that we are living in, there is a tremendous outpouring that is happening. In particular, we saw in the beginning of the 20th century, 1901 through 1907, 1908, a tremendous revival, a experience of Pentecost, an outpouring of the Holy Ghost that began to happen. And there was in Azusa Street in Los Angeles, California, a small white-boarded building where the Holy Ghost fell with power. And it fell with such power and with such expectation that over the next few months and years, people traveled, even in the early 1900s. They traveled from all over the world to come to Los Angeles and be a part of this Pentecostal experience as the Holy Ghost was being poured out. Its early beginnings, and again, early in 1900, Topeka, Kansas. But this happened not just in the United States of America, but also there was a flowing in the early 20th century in Korea. And you can read about the great Korean Pentecostal revival that swept Asia. The Manchurian revival is a part of our human history as the outpouring of the Holy Ghost fell among mankind in the 20th century, and it continues to flow. You also can read about the Welsh revival, and these revivals, the Meso revival, are the outpouring of the Holy Ghost among mankind. In fact, we heard some statistics as Bishop began to speak to us that many statisticians believe that right now in the world today, there are over 600 million that claim to be tongue talkers who have received this experience of Pentecost. This is not just something that's happening in the backwoods somewhere. It's a phenomenon that God is pouring out to our world today. Touch somebody and tell them we're about to experience Pentecost. But as you begin to say the words, experience Pentecost, then there must be a question in our mind, how do we experience Pentecost? For most of the things that we experience with our five senses. And we see and we hear and we taste and we touch. And we have these experiences. If I was to tell you today, you have got to experience a Chick-fil-A biscuit. There's nothing like it. Eat more chicken. That what you've got to do is you've got to experience it by tasting what this chicken biscuit tastes like. And once you have tasted it and felt that gooey goodness going into your mouth and down your throat, satisfying the hungers of your belly, you would have experienced Chick-fil-A. Some things you have to taste to experience. If I was to tell you today that there is a great band playing today in Penn State, that you've got to hear the McCain Band. Well, you have to come into the hub, into this particular building, and listen to this tremendous band that just led us into worship. You've got to hear in order to experience this band. This is how we define, this is how we understand experiences. One of my great things that I like to do is to not just drink coffee, but just walk by Starbucks and smell coffee. And until you've experienced that, or perhaps fresh bread baking in an oven and the aroma, but you experience this with your senses. The five senses in the spiritual are more real than even the five senses in the physical. I believe the reason why God gave us a nose and eyes and ears and tongue is so that we could understand that what we experience in the physical realm is even much more real in the spiritual realm. In fact, the scripture tells us that we are to taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, that's not just King James being poetic. That's not just some writer saying, oh, this is going to sound cool if I say, taste and see that the Lord is good. But there is literally a picture here that you can experience God just like you taste food. You can reach out and get a hold of the presence of God and take it upon your lips and consume it into your spirit. And there's something about experiencing God. It's good. It's good. Come on, touch somebody and say, we're going to experience Pentecost. These particular senses are more than just taste. The scripture tells us that our worship is an aroma, that it is a sweet-smelling incense in the nostrils of God. And something about the way you worship creates an atmosphere that is so pleasant to the nostrils of God that he wants to come smell that coffee, come smell that fresh bread. He wants to be in the presence of those that are worshiping because of your beautiful worship that's an aroma unto him. We know that he can be touched with the very feelings of our infirmities. He speaks his love. He speaks his love to us. He hears our cries. Indeed, we understand the spiritual senses are even more real than the physical senses. those that have given themselves to sensitivity to the Spirit and pursuing a powerful gifts of the Spirit will tell you that as God begins to speak to them, the supernatural, it is through spiritual senses. And they will say, I can see this, or I hear this, or I feel this, or this is even a smell that happens. God uses our spiritual senses. So what is this experience, Pentecost? Can we taste it? Can we see it? Can we hear it? Can we smell the aroma of it? Can we touch it? Yes, 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 and yes. Every one of these things. But this is not just a physical experience, but it is very much a spiritual experience. So we have to taste in the Spirit and hear in the Spirit and touch and smell in the Spirit. Now, before you think that we're really out there, let me just make it real to us. We are both flesh and spirit. That's who we are as humans. And we operate in the physical and we operate in the spiritual. We have experiences in our life that are completely spiritual. If you love someone very much and they passed away, you would no doubt feel an experience that we call grief. Grief. You can't touch that. You can't smell that. Not physically. But you can absolutely feel and sense grief. Not only in your spirit, but even you can watch and feel and sense somebody else's grief. It's a very real experience. But if we went to a place where we gathered to celebrate a lost loved one, a funeral perhaps, and there we gathered in an experience of grief, and you allowed your physical being to connect with that spiritual experience, then perhaps you would let tears run down your face. And you're responding physically to a spiritual experience. This is what our church services are all about. Because when we clap our hands, there's nothing so special about the clapping of hands. We can do that in church or out of church. But when we're clapping our hands, it's an expression of our soul's worship. And we're telling God, there's nobody like you. You're an awesome God. We give you praise and we give you worship. And we're expressing our praise unto God. We have lifted our hands in this place today. But just the actual lifting of your hands, it's no great thing. It's not a mystical thing of worship, but it is a physical expression of our heart that we surrender all of our lives to you, O God. And we recognize that you are our Lord and our Master. So the lifting of our hands is an expression of the spiritual experience of our heart. But in this powerful experience of Pentecost, we read here that as the Holy Ghost fell upon them, they were filled with the Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Speak with other tongues as you experience this outpouring of the Holy Ghost. But understand, it's just another understanding of this physical response to a spiritual experience. James tells us in his writings, the epistle, that the tongue is the most unruly member of the body. Touch somebody and tell them in 5 minutes the Holy Ghost is going to fall in this place. 5 minutes the Holy Ghost is going to fall in this place. James tells us the tongue is the most unruly member of the body. He tells us that it's hardest to control, hardest to give up control. It is unruly. It's hard to control, hard to give up control. Then he tells us the tongue is like, it's like the bit in the horse's mouth. You've got a powerful horse, but if you pull the bit in the mouth of that, it's going to move in a different direction. You direct the horse by the bit. James said that's the way the tongue is. You direct the individual by his tongue. He said it's like the rudder of a ship. A large ship with all of its power going down the ocean or down a river, but you direct that with the rudder. He said the tongue is like the rudder of a ship. Whichever way that rudder turns, that is the direction of a life. And the reason we have this understanding is to know that if we can yield our most unruly member to God, he is now in control of our entire members, and he's directing our life because he has filled us with his spirit and we had yielded to him. Now we yield to him with expressions that are physical, uplifted hands because we want him to be Lord. Clapping, tears running down our face because we're so powerfully moved by his presence. But the most giving that we can do is with our most unruly member. The most yielding we can have is to yield our tongue to God. So when the presence of God begins to fall upon us and the experience that we're speaking about is about to happen in this place, yield by lifting your hands. Yield by talking to him and letting the tears flow as you feel his love on you so strong. But then there will come a time of faith that you will begin to operate as the scripture tells us, receiving the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Paul tells us this, that when he prayed in the Spirit, his understanding's unfruitful. So he's not understanding what he's speaking as he's speaking in tongues, but rather he is yielding to the spiritual experience and he's just flowing in that experience with his tongue. So your faith will demand that you not speak what you know, but you speak in response to the experience of God that is upon you. Just like you yield with an uplifted hand because you're worshiping. Just like your tears flow down your face because you're feeling his love. Then you will also feel his experience and respond to him in this language that he gives to you. Touch somebody and tell them, 2 minutes, the Holy Ghost is falling. Hebrews tells us, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So here is the steps that you must take in order to position yourself. You must believe that he is. That he is the one that's pouring out the Holy Ghost. That he's here in the place to do it for you. Then you must also believe that he will reward you if you diligently seek him. So if you have faith to believe that he will fill you and faith that as you diligently seek him, he'll do it, then you're positioned right now to receive this experience. I'm going to ask you to stand all over the building. And if you are ready, and if you are hungry for this experience to be upon you today, then I want you to lift your hands and just begin to confess. I want you to tell God, I want this experience. I want to be filled with your presence. I want to experience the Holy Ghost. Diligently seek him right now with your faith. I want it, God. I'm hungry, God. Ha, 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 ha. Yes. Beautiful. Now let me read to you the instructions that Simon Peter speaks to us when they began to ask, how can we receive this experience? Chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And here's what I have come to understand is that repentance is so important because this is a holy God, a Holy Spirit that is wanting to live in our heart. But a holy God cannot live in an unrepented, uncleansed heart. So cross and Calvary was God's plan to pay the price so that we could ask forgiveness. And as we repent and ask forgiveness, he'd forgive us. Then also we must be baptized in the name of Jesus. The only way you'll find baptism in the scripture is calling on the name of the Lord Jesus as they were baptized. And this washes you, remits your sin, washes you. And now a clean heart that's been forgiven and a soul that has been washed in baptism now can receive a holy God in your life. So right now, as we position ourselves to receive this Pentecostal experience, I'm going to ask for us to repent. You're going to hear this man repent. And I'm going to ask God to search my heart. I'm going to pray for a spirit of repentance to fall across this place, and that all of us would be honest and open before God to search us and to cleanse our hearts of everything that we have said wrong, everything that we have thought wrong, and any action that we have done wrong. And we'll ask God to forgive us. So right now, would you begin to let your heart approach God in a place of repentance? I'm asking God for a spirit of repentance to begin to fall in this place right now. And from one side of this place to the other, the experience of Pentecost is being prepared for. Search my heart, God. Forgive me, God. Don't let there be any sin that's unforgiven today. Don't let there be anything hiding in the corner of my heart, God. I want to stand before you open, honest. I need you. I need you. I need you. Forgive me, Lord, of every wrong thought. Forgive me, Lord, from every wrong word I have spoken. Forgive me of every wrong action. I need your forgiveness now, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Would you press just a little further in repentance? There's a beautiful spirit of repentance. This is the preparation. Yeah. Between you and God, there it is. Between you and God. Search my heart, God. Know me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit within me. Can you feel that? There's a lifting that's already begun to happen. There's forgiveness that has already come into the house. Forgiveness is already in the house. In fact, the scripture tells us that if you'll be faithful to ask God to forgive you, he'll be faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So I can tell you by the authority of the Word of God, if you honestly and openly before God have repented of your sin, then he has forgiven you. So that life, that soul, is now forgiven. If you will make a commitment right now in your spirit to obey the Word of God in baptism, then in just one moment's time, you're going to be receiving the Holy Ghost, this experience of Pentecost. Obey the Word of God. If you will commit that, let me see your hand. Whatever the Word of God says in baptism, I will do that. I will follow it. Whether you understand it all or not, you'll follow the Word of God. Beautiful. Then you're ready right now to receive this Pentecostal experience. I'm going to pray in just a moment. But for us to receive this, we entertain his presence with worship. And as we worship him, we draw close to him. And then he draws close to us. He's a gentleman, doesn't force himself on you. But if you draw close to him in your worship, if you draw close to him in your faith, confessing you want this experience, he'll draw close to you. So when you begin to worship, and I loose you to worship in just a moment, there's going to be worship that happens. And I'm going to pray one prayer. It'll take about 15 seconds. I'll pray for faith to flow in the place, and then I'll speak a loosing of the Holy Ghost to fall all across this place. And when I speak that the Holy Ghost would fall in Jesus' name, then I want you to yield with all of your spirit to this spiritual experience. Yield to it physically by lifting your hands. Yield to it by talking to God. But also yield to it fully with your spirit, so that you can even yield your most unruly member, your tongue. Because coming upon you will be this powerful experience, and you'll have the ability to open your mouth and have a worship language, a prayer language, if you will, a language that God gives you, and you'll begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Just like Acts chapter 2, just like some 600 million in the world today, just like he's wanting to do for everyone. Pentecost. This is experiencing Pentecost. So here we are. Are you ready? We're going to begin to worship. Draw close to him with your worship. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Have a heart of thanksgiving. Thank him for forgiving you. Thank him for giving you this opportunity to receive. That's worship. Tell him how awesome he is. Here it is, here it is. If you want it, lift both your hands. If you want it, lift both of your hands. You want this experience, lift both your hands. Matter of fact, I want you to move over to beside somebody. Move over beside somebody that you've been telling the Holy Ghost is about to fall. Move over beside of them. Put your hands in the air. Here it comes, here it comes. I speak faith in this place right now that in the next few seconds the Holy Ghost will fall and people will receive the Spirit of God, evidenced by speaking in other tongues. Right now, by the authority of the Word of God and the power of the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Quickly, all across the building, everyone that was just speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance, everyone that was speaking in tongue, let me see your hand in the air. Look at that, all over the place, the Holy Ghost has been falling. I want to give you one more opportunity of your faith. If you're hungry to receive this and you have not yet received it, come on down to the front. And as you come down the front, somebody's going to be right with you. Come down to the front right now. There's your faith. There's your faith. There's others that are coming. There you come. There you come. From the back, they're coming. From this side, they're coming. From this side, they're coming. Come with them. Come with them. That's it, altar workers. Come with them. There you go. There you go. Power of God is so powerful on you. If you're an altar worker, come close. There you go. No one's standing here by themselves. There you go. Beautiful. God's give me a word for you, sis. I'll speak to the altar in just a moment. It's powerful in the place. Do you feel that? I want everybody else to join us in this altar. Some of them are still making their choices, but would you join us in the altar? Come with them as they come. There you go. Come on. Just everybody just join close if you can. There you go. There you go. My brother, would you touch her? Just touch her. Let me know I'm speaking. Let her know I'm speaking to her before you pray for her. Tell her I'm speaking to her. Tell her I'm speaking to her. There you go. Let it happen. Let it happen. It's falling right there. It's falling right there. Yes. You ready? Let's give a shout of praise and just let the Holy Ghost fall in the name of Jesus. Liberty in the house. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.